Okay. All right. I'll let you address it.
Good morning, everybody. This is the official Commissioner's Court meeting for Upshur County for March 15, 2021. The time is now 10 a.m. Everybody is present, so we're going to declare that a quorum is functional this morning to transact business. Before we start, I want to tell y'all I'm not sick, I'm not contagious, but I got fluid in my left ear, so I'm extra deaf this morning. So don't think I'm ignoring you if I don't hear you. First, we'll start off with the invocation and the pledges. We're going to ask Brother Gene Dolly to lead us in a word of prayer and Mr. Nicholson to lead us in the pledges.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day and all the blessings you have bestowed upon us. We praise your holy name and thank you for all the good things that you've done for us. We pray this morning, dear Lord, that you will be with us in this Commissioner's Court, that we will work to serve the citizens of Upshur County and to see that their interests and their needs are taken care of to the best of our ability. We ask you, dear God, to bless Texas, the United States of America. Help us, dear God, to turn our face to you and cry out in praise to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you both for that. Item number two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, auditor reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, racial profiling report for the Upshur County Sheriff's Office, certificate of liability insurance for Jeff Wilson Boring, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
I make a motion that we approve the item number two, A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion?
The racial profiling, Judge, I'll speak loud because I know you stopped up. Sheriff, you might want to address this. The racial profiling report for the Sheriff's Office, is that state or federally required? And I take it that showed there were no problems?
There was, it was state requirement.
And turned out no problem, right?
That would be
correct.
Okay.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number three, discuss and take action to approve a request by the Gilmer Area Farmers Market Committee to use the lot between the Roberts Building and Stewart Realty from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. on the first and third Saturdays for the months of May, June, August, and the second and fourth weekends of July and September 2021 for a total of 11 events in the first market day, April 17, and to also to use the parking lot of the tax assessor's office for the vendors to park from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the days of each event.
LaWanna, is that okay with you? Do you just want one?
Move to approve their request. 11.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the Gilmer Area Farmers Market Committee to use the county property at the times and places just specified. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number four, discuss and take action to approve the bank depository contract renewal for two additional years with the First National Bank of East Texas. I think we need to do this because I really appreciate everything First National Bank's always done for us, and we can approve an extension for 2 years without letting it out again for bids.
I thought we already did it. Didn't we do that last quarter?
This is for recording First National accepting.
Okay.
So we have to just put it in the minutes with their letter approving it, and then again with their our contract, because they approved the same contract for 2 more years.
Okay.
So it's recording an already approved action.
Yes.
Okay.
Did we sign what you need to make it go for 2 more years, or do we need to sign another one?
Yeah.
We're good to go?
I thought we already did it. But we still got to vote on this, though, to record it, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Is the contract just the same as it has been written?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to approve the bank depository contract renewal for 2 additional years with First National Bank of East Texas.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the contract of renewal for 2 additional years with First National Bank of East Texas. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number five, discuss and take action to approve the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration Control Substances and Alcohol Testing Plan under the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration policy. This document was prepared for us by East Texas Drug and Alcohol.
Not DATCS.
And I guess the purpose is so we'll be in compliance with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Responsibility Act.
Basically, just put our CDL policy
because
we don't have one.
Right.
And so they did the heavy lifting for us.
Yes.
And it says if you go to work here, you have to agree to a background check. And if you drive a commercial vehicle or hold a commercial driver's license, you're subject to drug testing.
Yes. And you got to be in the clearinghouse.
Yes.
Drug pool, too.
And it tells us what to do if somebody's in an accident as far as going down and getting drug testing and alcohol testing done.
And this one does list our drug testing, suspicion, drug tests, and all that stuff.
Judge, you said if they hold a commercial license that they must submit for drug testing. Drug alcohol testing.
Well, there's about 3 different states now. You got to do a background check. You got to be entering the clearinghouse and take a drug test.
Okay, right. They must agree to the background check, and if they have a commercial license, they must submit the drug test. Right.
Under the policy, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to keep doing drug testing after your initial drug screen comes back.
Well, you enter into the clearinghouse drug pool. At any random time, you could be called for a drug screening through clearinghouse. And the background checks.
You could be called in for random testing without.
Yes. Yes. And then this also outlines 3 county employees that can send a county, 3 supervisors that can send a county employee to get drug tests under suspicion, reasonable suspicion. And it outlines that in the policy.
Any further discussion on number five? I'll take a motion.
This mainly applies, I guess, to any department, right? Road and bridge?
Yes.
Okay.
I make motion to approve the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration Controlled Substance and Alcohol Testing Plan, U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA policy.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the drug testing and alcohol plan. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
No, sorry.
Number Number six, discuss and take action to approve an office space use agreement between First National Bank of East Texas and Upshur County, moving the tax office branch located at Security State Bank Diana to First National Bank of East Texas or City. Ms. Howe.
Okay, so we've had the Diana office open for about 3.5 years now. It never was really busy down there, and then COVID kind of shut us down. So I pretty much decided to close that office. So Commissioner Nicholson and I talked about it, and he said, you know, why don't we give it a chance? And the bank has another location at Orr City that they have a room that they're not using, and they graciously offered to let us use that room in place of one at Diana. So we're going to try that for a year or so and see what happens. Let's get through the tax season. They do have a discount in Orr City, so we feel like maybe, you know, when taxes come out, maybe they will really want to utilize it down there. It might help them get in and pay their taxes a little quicker so that they can get their discount. So we just like to give that a chance.
And this building also has a private entrance that's separate from the bank. So the banking hours, if Luana wants to adjust anything, she has more accessibility to this side of the building because it's separate from the bank.
Right.
And you actually don't have to enter the bank to enter into her new facility for the court approved it.
They charge the same thing for it?
No.
No, see, during COVID, the bank had to, you know, they would lock their doors. And, you know, you can go in, but by appointment, that doesn't work for us. You know, we were inside the Diana office. So that's why it impacted us so bad over there, or one of the reasons that it impacted us so bad. So what he's saying, this other one, it has an access from the side that we can go in, even if the bank lobby is shut down, we wouldn't have to be. Where over at Diana, our office was inside the bank building. You had to go through the bank to get into our office. So we're hoping that maybe this will take off a little bit better than it did at Diana.
I think it's easier influence.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's very unselfish on their part to help us out like this. Yes. And I, for one, appreciate that.
It's above and beyond for them to do this for us.
Probably be more utilized
there. Is it going to cost much to move from Diana?
They that? Actually, they have, they're providing us, we got to provide a chair.
I'm not even sure about that.
I think they're providing all the office material on the stuff.
The desk, I think there might be a chair down there. I'm not sure, but I mean, we have chairs.
And it's already wired. It was a previous insurance office that was there. And so it's already wired for E-Tex is there and all stuff. All the lines are pulled, everything else. And they said it was at probably minimum cost to do it.
E-Tex may have a cost. We might have to do something with E-Tex, and there may be something with AT&T because we have to hook up a separate line for the DMV equipment. So there may be a little cost there, but I don't think it's going to be anything significant. We already have all the equipment from the other office.
And then they're heating and cooling this too.
Yes.
I mean,
what days of the week and hours are you going to be over at DMV?
I'm planning on only Thursday and Friday. Probably 8 to 4. I don't know. We'll have to make sure of that. You know, kind of wants to get down there and with the bank, work on with the banking hours. But that's kind of what I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
Take a motion.
I make a motion to approve the office space lease agreement between First National Bank of East Texas and Upshur County.
Second.
Most and a second that we approve the office space use agreement offered by First National Bank of East Texas at their Orr City location. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number seven, discuss and take action to approve the Correctional Dental Services Agreement between Correctional Dental Services PLLC in Upshur County. Mr. Grundin, do you want to speak to that?
Mayor, Judge, what this is just renewing the contract. There is a change in the contract, though.
He's requiring that, he comes out in Dallas, and what he's asking is for a minimum of $1,500 to come anytime that he does come. What we do is we take lists of people who need dental done, and then when we get that list, that we get enough or that's beneficial for him to come, we'll call him to come. I think every time he came this last year was over $1,500 but once. And the reason for that one was she went ahead and called him to come in because we had one that had a pretty severe case that needed to get done right away. We checked with local dentists before we contracted with him. They didn't want to do the inmates. And take this amount of inmates, you know, we'd be taking them all the time to the dentist anyway, but he comes in here and he has all the equipment. He leaves some of his stuff stationed down here. And when we need him, we call him, he comes in and does them. But that's the biggest change in the contract. He's requesting a minimum of $1,500 to come in.
And he previously didn't have a minimum?
I'm sorry?
He previously did not have a minimum?
No.
Okay.
And we've looked for, it's hard to find somebody to do that, mm-hmm. Luke Dell, yeah. For inmates.
Sure.
Just simply because he, they come in here, he usually takes a Saturday all day long, he'll come in here and do nothing but them. And most of the time what he doesn't really do fill-ins and stuff like that. He pulls teeth if they're bad. So.
He normally comes on Saturday?
Normally when we call him, it's usually a Saturday he comes in.
About how many times a year does this guy come in? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, this one was, comes in about four times a year, and average bills range from one for a little over $2,300, another one a little over $1,800. One more that was $1,500, over $1,500, and then the one that he was talking about that was less, but we had a one that had to be looked at. So
do y'all think this is as economically feasible as carrying them to a dentist?
It's probably more.
This is better than taking
more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I think we really couldn't find, we had heck trying to find a dentist that would take an inmate, and none of the locals wanted to contract with us that, you know, to come into jail and do it. So, I mean, this was our other option. We found him, and he does a lot of the jails. So that's...
Okay.
It's just renewing his contract, but that change wasn't in there.
Am I understanding that in addition to the $1,500 just to come down here, that these things that the sheriff just quoted, the county's on the hook for paying that too, right?
Okay, anything, it's the $1,500, but anything in addition to that. It's not $1,500 plus everything and everything else, but anything over $1,500, we still pay for that, yes.
He gets a minimum of $1,500 just
to... He wants
It would have normally been $1,800, yeah. That's what we pay is $1,800. It's not $1,500 and that.
He wants $1,500 worth of business at least to do when y'all do call him out, correct? Yeah.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. And then there's no monthly fee for the contract.
I'm sorry?
There's not a monthly fee for the contract.
What I'm a little confused about is, okay, you get $1,500 just to show up. Now, if he does $2,300 worth of dental work on a prisoner, does the county have to pay that $2,300 on top of it? That's what I
know. No, it's a $2,300.
His minimum is $1,500, okay? If he comes in and it's $1,200, then he's going to charge us $1,500. If he comes in and it's $1,800,
that's
all we're
going to
pay is
$1,800.
It's not
$1,500
plus
$1,800.
Okay. Take a motion.
Make a motion to approve this agreement between Correctional Dental Services, PLC, and Upshur County.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the dental services agreement offered by Correctional Dental Services, LLC. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
I can tell some of y'all a funny story after the meeting, not on the record, on a private plane I was on to go to a women's prison. And there were two doctors on that plane that was going to doctor like a whole bunch of prisoners that day. So I know those type of physicians, what they provide is needed. Number eight, discuss and take action to approve the list of surplus vehicles for auction. Mr. Jordan.
These are the trucks and tractors that we've been trying to get ready for auction for a year. We got everything ready, and I just need y'all to approve them where I can move forward with the auction service. They have to be surplus before I can auction them.
And I spoke with Mr. Jordan earlier. I'm going to ask that the asset ID number 1520, 1521, and 1683 be removed from the asset list to remain in county inventory.
Do you have heartburn with that, Mr. Jordan?
Absolutely not,
Judge. And so that's like a Mack truck, dump truck, and two Sterling dump trucks?
Yes, sir.
Any particular reason we're not going to auction them all?
We have future plans for them.
Mr. Nicholson likes dump trucks, and he's having sales for more. That's what the deal really is. He talked the road administrator into keeping up old Bossy a while long to put some car wax on it.
Yes, ma'am. Right now, there's not the time to sell dump trucks at auction. So the county will actually lose more money than what?
Dump trucks are not demanding, are not in demand right now.
And while we're on this, Sheriff, we have an update on y'all's, when y'all might be ready to.
My understanding, we're ready.
Okay. All right. So we just need to get a list and then include that list and then have to run it through court, and then we can accumulate both lists in the same auction.
Circle the ones for me. We're not going to sell this time.
Okay.
Take a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the list of surplus vehicles for auction, and also when we get the list from the Sheriff's Department, go ahead and auction them too. Is that, can we do that since the sheriff's office not on the agenda? Have to wait till next time?
Yes.
Okay.
I need a second.
I'll second.
I take it the motion and second is to approve the list of vehicles to auction, less than accept the three dump trucks identified as numbers 33, 101, and 72. Is that right, Mr. Nicholson?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. And all of the vehicles you had proposed will be placed in the surplus for the sale, except those three dump trucks.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Number nine, discuss and take action to accept a donation of $1,500 from Vivian Family Farms, LLC, for road damages. Mr. Jordan.
This is a farm that's out on Mole Road in Precinct 4. We were having some drainage issues due to all the construction whenever they came in and built the farm. They donated to the county to purchase culverts and then the material to cover it up. Will be covered by the $1,500 to repair our drainage issues that we have out there. So I ask y'all to approve this.
Take a motion.
Mole Road. Mole.
How you spell it?
M-O-L-E.
Okay.
R-O-E-D.
I make a motion that we accept the donation of $1,500 from the Vivian Family Farms, LLC, for the road damages that were caused.
Second.
Motion and a second. We accept the donation of $1,500 from Vivian Family Farms for road damage. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 10, discuss and take action to approve Road and Bridge purchasing a distributor truck from the Ritchie Brothers auction for up to $60,000. And if it's approved, a motion to amend the budget in the amount of $57,000 out of line 100-611-4495, contract services to be moved to line 100-611-5600 to road equipment. Mr. Jordan.
This is something I've wanted to do for years. We have an older distributor truck that I have worked on for 8 years, and it's a boat to hold the water that you're just gonna keep throwing money in. What a distributor truck can do, the way we put out oil currently when we're re-oiling the road is we open a valve on the back of the truck, we know about how many turns to turn on it, and take off. It's not a precise calculation. With a distributor truck, I can put exactly the percentage of oil that I need for our road. It will also allow us to seal our roads because we can go in, fog seal them, put crack sealers in them. It will greatly improve the type of work that we can do within the county. This is something I wanted to do for a long time. They actually have some on auction right now. They go down up for auction Wednesday. I have been able to, through a friend, contact the people that are selling the truck, so I have a lot of history on the truck, so I think it'll be a pretty good purchase. As far as the $60,000, that's the max that I plan on paying. It is through Ritchie Brothers, which is state licensed auction, so we do not have to go out for bids, even though it's over $50,000. But I have no intentions of spending that much if possible. Prices are low right now, so it would be a pretty good deal if we can jump on it.
Where's it sitting at right now on the block?
Pardon?
Where's it sitting at right now on the block? Is it?
It'll be an online auction.
There's no minimum that's already been bid on it?
No, sir.
Okay.
It'll be about a 5-minute window Wednesday for me to catch it.
Said it will allow you to more efficiently measure the oil, and you're going to put on roads and seal them?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Take a motion.
I make a motion to approve Road and Bridge to purchase a distributor truck from Ritchie Brothers Auction for up to $60,000. If approved by the court, I make a budget amendment in the amount of $57,000 out of line item 100-611-449, contract services to be moved to 100-611-5600, road equipment.
Second.
Most and a second that we approve allowing Road and Bridge to buy the distributor truck for up to $60,000 at auction, and to allow a budget amendment specified in the motion to cover the cost. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 11 is a non. Well, no, I'm not going to say that. Number 11 here from Andy Jordan from Road and Bridge concerning the contract for fuel, and discuss and take any necessary action. Mr. Jordan.
It was brought to my attention, a mistake that I made on the bids. Coastal Chemical was actually our low bid on gasoline and diesel, but in our bid specs, it states that you must provide a copy of your insurance policy. I'll admit I missed it. I made a mistake. They did not provide a copy of their insurance policy. One has been given to me now. But technically, our bid specs are pretty, it's not, you have the option to. It clearly states that you will provide insurance, a copy of your insurance, and they did not. My question to y'all, it's a $16 difference between first place and second place. It's a technicality. Lockins won second place. I really don't think it's, with it only being a $16 difference, I really don't think that it's that big of a deal to move and accept our second place and award our second place bidder, simply because, as far as I'm concerned, it's an incomplete bid. but I don't know what y'all's feelings are, and I just wanted y'all to.
Who made the incomplete bid?
Coastal, the company that won, Coastal Chemical.
Do you like doing business with them, except for the fact they didn't turn in their insurance?
I have never done business with them. I've talked to a lot of companies that have, and they love them, but it's a technicality.
I hate to like jerk the contract on them over a technicality, especially if we hadn't had any claims.
Yes, sir, I fully agree.
I mean, normally in business, if there's something deficient, one of them has to tell the other one what's lacking. Like, you know, if your car insurance denies your claim, they got to tell you where in the policy and why. And so you brought that to their attention and they fixed it. To me, that's good enough, but I'm just one of you five.
Connie, what's your thoughts on that?
Sir?
Ask Connie what her thoughts were.
My concern is that the other bidders might consider that they made an incomplete proposal, but they did correct it when notified. So the fact that they corrected it when notified gives them more comfort. So it's really up to Commissioner's Court.
You might tell them if somebody else calls us on the carpet, that'd be the only problem. But if that doesn't happen, I'd let it roll.
Well, another company is the one that brought it to my attention.
Oh.
Yeah.
And who is that?
Petroleum Traders.
That's the second place, people.
Are we a new second, Andy?
Petroleum Traders? No, ma'am, they were four.
No. Yeah.
And, you know, Commissioner's Court needs to remember that all of this is obviously open to the public.
Yeah.
The information.
And technically, it's a breach of contract.
Yeah.
Because it was not included.
So, to be safe, I would go with the second.
And the second one is compliance. Good to go.
Yes,
and it's only a $16 difference on the entire bid.
Yes, sir.
So, that's going to be less of a headache for us down the road.
And that's why I wanted to bring this to y'all.
How do you talk about you go to the second lowest bid?
Yes, sir, because the first one can be disqualified before you submit a complete.
In time.
Yes,
in time. What's the name, Andy, what's the name of the second lowest outfit?
Likens.
L-I-K-E-N-S.
L-Y-K-E-N-S.
Judge, you being an attorney, could that come back on us if we did not?
Anything could come back and haunt you for getting up that morning, might haunt you. Some people wish they never left the house.
It has me, Judge.
But I said, I'm listening to my county auditor, and if she thinks the safest way to go is with the number two bid, I have no problem.
Yeah, that's why we got the procedures.
I'm a conservative person. I'm always going to take conservative
approach. And just tell the people that messed up.
They know better now.
That try again next year. We got called on the carpet about it, or we wouldn't even have done it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what y'all, do you need a motion?
Please.
How do we word this?
Yes.
But yeah, to remove the contract with.
We'll just say a motion to award the contract to Lycan Petroleum, who turned in a complete.
But you have to remove the other contract. Because they've got to sign contracts. You're going to have to remove that contract and reward the contract to Lycan.
Void
it.
I would just say you're going to void the previously awarded contract for an incomplete submission.
Packet.
And reaward to the second lowest.
Did they ever turn in the insurance?
Yes, sir.
But that bid was not complete, so technically.
But then maybe we waived that, not requiring the thing in there to start with.
Oh, no.
We awarded
it. No. They got to have insurance.
What about the future processes? You know, if we set precedent on one, then if in future we've got one that submits an incomplete.
The court, that bid package should be gone.
Make a motion. You won't.
I'll try. Motion to void the contract to Coastal. Because of a incomplete contract or bid, incomplete bid, and award the contract to Lycan's.
Second.
Most in a second, we kick out the incomplete people and award the contract to the runner-up Lykins. Any further discussion?
Where are these two firms out of, because of the Lykins?
That's a good question. Very good. Where's Coastal out of and where's Lykins?
The local Coastal is in Kilgore. They have a local branch in Kilgore. Lykins is, they are a, I can get you that after court, Judge.
Is that the one from Ohio?
They're up north, but I can't remember exactly where they're out of.
And they guarantee us not have any issues delivering fuel.
We have had Lykins in the past.
Okay.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Now, don't all y'all leave at once, as we have to sign all of our stuff before we leave. Number 12.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for letting me ask a question.